hiring is really challenging. I know from experience, but I also know there is one place that you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com/clones. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the very first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter.com/clones, C-L-O-N-E-S. ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. A tremendous Wednesday to you. Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Got a tremendous program for you. Great Wednesday show. I'm going to front load this thing with a couple of guests in hour number one. So that ought to give you some time to kind of get your legs, think about where you want to go with it, figure out how it is you're going to win a master built smoker, because yesterday's carried over to today. I've been saying all week long, the best single contribution for any given show is going to win a smoker, except there was not one yesterday. So that means we have two today. Hit us up right now. We are live in the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Welcome to the show. All right, telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I would encourage you to call me, hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome, email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Best contribution gets a free smoker. Second best contribution gets a free smoker. Don't make me have to give away three of these things tomorrow. It's too much to ask. Get in right now. Coming up next segment, I've got a conversation with the head football coach at Hawaii, Nick Rolovich. We were efforting him yesterday. It did not happen, but we'll have him next segment. Also in hour number one, Mike Freeman, senior NFL columnist for Bleacher Report. We are chasing a third guest. It's not dire yet. If it does, I will ask for your help. If it gets dire, every once in a while, I'll throw it out there. Do you have an athletic background? Have you accomplished anything in the world of sports? Today is your day. Today is your chance. I may interview you in the jungle, but it's only hour number one. We should be fine. Or we do two interviews because I've got lots to cover. Let me start with the NFL. If it feels like the Cleveland Browns bandwagon is getting a little bit crowded, it's because the Cleveland Browns bandwagon is freaking packed. A team that won exactly one game the last two seasons has fans steel clawing the back bumper just to get a piece of the swaggiest team in the NFL right now. Now, maybe it's the Hard Knocks effect. Maybe it's the fact that the Browns went out in the offseason, they gutted their front office, they rebuilt their roster. But if you're looking around and you're wondering why all of a sudden Browns fans are no longer in witness protection, you are not alone. And the one place that's really taking notice right now is Vegas. No team is getting more love and more run in Sin City than the Browns. Let that sentence marinate for 1 second. No team is getting more run or more love in Sin City than the Browns. A team that literally got zero action the past couple of years. Now you've got dudes wrapped around the corner trying to get to the ticket window just to get in on the action. ESPN Chalk had this quote from a sportsbook manager at Caesars Palace, and I quote, "There are more bets on the Browns to win the AFC North than the other three teams combined. Only the Raiders and Steelers have more bets to win the AFC. The public likes the Browns, and I'm not sure why," end quote. I'll tell you why. They see what's happening in Believe Land, a quarterback room that's got Tyrod Taylor, T-squared, whatever. They've got that guy. And they've got Baker Mayfield. And they've got a backfield with Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson, and a rookie stud in Nick Chubb. Juice Landry, Josh Gordon on the outside, Miles Garrett coming off the edge, Jamie Collins, Michael Kendricks at linebacker, a rebuilt secondary. Maybe Juice was not the only dude thinking big when he dropped the quote of the preseason. Quote, you'll be lucky if we don't score 40 on you. If we get everybody playing to their potential, we can win the Super Bowl this year. End quote. So when you've got money pouring into Vegas, you know they're doing something right. Check this quote from the VP of Race and Sports at the MGM. Quote, the Browns are our only liability right now. We're sitting pretty well on every other team except Cleveland. End quote. Man, there's something going on here. I mean, forget the rest of the NFL. The Browns are making Vegas nervous. The Browns have too many people betting on them in Vegas. Now, let's be straight. Does throwing down cold hard cash on a team to win it all mean they're going to bust out? Does it mean they're ready to bust out? Of course not. Of course not. Just because that's where the money is going doesn't mean the money knows. Of course not. I mean, if that were the case, then Notre Dame would have had 50 natties stacked by now. The Cubs would have had more than one parade in the last 110 years. But just because LeBron packed up and headed to L.A., it does not mean that Believeland is dead. And if you thought the Cavs winning a world championship nearly melted that city into Lake Erie, can you imagine what the hell would happen if the Browns did it, like Juice said they will this year? Browns fan, I'm starting the program off today because I need to check in with you. You've been getting the living hell beat out of you for the past 2 years. Really, for most of your entire lives, at least as it relates to football. So let me check in with you. What do you think is going to happen this year? Are you going to win 2 games? Are you going to win 4 games? Or are you going to win 8? Or are you going to win 8 or are you going to win the division? Are you going to win the division or are you going to the freaking Super Bowl? Nothing ever lives up to the hype and y'all are getting the hell hyped out of you. Are you guys going to back it all up? Or does it end the way it always does? Horribly, with you being a national punchline. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was, or never the same ever again. Artificial bump from Hard Knocks, or they're building a legitimate ass-kicking bully in Cleveland. Browns fan, what the hell is it? Now is your time. Get in here and be real with it. You're preparing for the worst, like always, or you're planning a parade. Time to check in, Browns fan. It's your time. Get on the phone. Tell America and Canada how it feels. There's a lot of hype, a lot of money, a lot of energy in Vegas for your team. But I want to talk to somebody who's living it, somebody who's right there. How does it feel? Is it your time? Or are you preparing for the worst? Same as it ever was. 1-800-636-8686. I hate to be that guy who hedges and says something lame like, it's probably somewhere in between. But it's probably somewhere in between. But somewhere in between is a hell of a lot better than getting a hospital job every single Sunday. Hit us up. I've got more to talk about. In terms of Hard Knocks, how about that speech that Brad Paisley dropped on the team? Maybe the worst motivational speech ever. Hey, Hugh, you got to do a hell of a lot better than that. I mean, I'm all about Hard Knocks this year. I'm having a fun time watching it. You got to do a hell of a lot better than Brad Paisley coming in and talking about, hey, I'm a big fan. Brian Sipe, I'm a big fan. Global warming. My man Marty Stewart didn't want any of that. Brad Paisley?
Chris D'Alley.
Brian Sipe.
Val Kilmer.
Global warming. Can you guys go out and win one for me? Because I'm a really big fan. And Bernie Kosar. And
Chris D'Alley.
Brian Sipe.
Val Kilmer.
Ozzie Newsome.
Global warming.
Hey, Baker. Fresh underwear. Where do you keep the tiger? Hey,
Chris D'Alley.
Brad Paisley? Anyway, I'm sure they'll be fine. 1-800-636-8686. Other things to talk about if we're going to be real. Let's be real for a minute. When that news broke involving Richie Incognito earlier this week, And the fact that he'd been arrested Monday in Arizona, that was not a shock. That was not a shock, and nor is it a shock that you dopes are responding to that story the way you are. I want to get into that later on. There's a right way and a wrong way, and as expected, you're handling it all wrong. In baseball, when you're the Washington Nats and you spent the last 2 weeks free-falling, it was only a matter of time before they did what they did, namely rolled over and quit on the year. Not only are they doing the right thing, they should have done it sooner. College football news. News out of A&M, not very good. Jimbo Fisher has yet to coach his first game at Texas A&M and already has generated more than his fair share of pub. Most of it corny. Really corny. Now, it might be concerning. The NCAA may have something to say about it. That's coming up later on. Podcast Tuesday. Been a hot minute since I dropped those words on you, but we've got a good one that dropped yesterday, which I want to reset. Former NFLer Cliff Averill joins me on podcast episode 47. And let's go to the emails. I'm always curious. When I roll out and hit it hard, I want to see where it is you're reacting to, what you want to talk about, where you're going with it. First email of the Wednesday reads, Rome, we think Jimbo Fisher is off to a fantastic start. Signed, dudes who don't pick up the check on the first date. Casey in New Hampshire. Nice job. Well done. All right, so that guy's got a shot at the smoker. I doubt he's going to wire the field with that. However, he's got a shot. Yeah, I know A&M fan. Simply sour grapes. I know A&M fan. Further evidence that this is why Jimbo Fisher is there, to take a soft team and make it tough. Yet that or he's cheating, allegedly. It might not be as easy as just saying, that's a kid with sour grapes, that's a kid who couldn't cut it, that's a kid who was soft. Maybe. And maybe he's telling the truth. Rome, there are people who are betting on the Browns to win the AFC North. Where can I meet these people? Regards, I have beachfront property in western Nebraska to sell you. Tony from Iowa City. See, Tony, the thing is, it's not just that there are people betting on them to win the division. According to at least one book, there's more money on them than every other team in the division combined. Not just money, a lot of money. Dear Rome, based on the trash tweets and emails the last couple of days and the regrettable callers bringing their freezing cold takes, I'm pretty sure I could rip a smoker by dropping my CFL power rankings on you and asking for your thoughts off the air. Step your damn game up, clones. Matt in Vancouver.
Step your game up.
Maybe, Matt. But just saying how horrible everybody else is not going to win you a smoker either. Somebody do something. Somebody do something. Somebody do something.
Someone
to elevate.
Call someone.
Somebody call someone. Somebody call me with a take that's not freezing cold. Somebody call me with something that's going to elevate the conversation. Somebody call me with something that's not horrible and rip a smoker. I've got two of them. Master build. Don't you want to have it in time for the holidays? It's easy. Best take wins. Second best take wins. Jim, since you're giving away two smokers today, can we now expect multiple calls from that pathetic loser, Vic in NoCal? Let me just buy you one, you freeloading D-bag. Rick in Buffalo, there's your leader in the clubhouse. Rick, maybe you weren't trying to get one with that, but you may have. This guy's email reads exactly the way he sounds. Dear Jim, since you're giving away two smokers today, can we now expect multiple calls from that pathetic loser, Vic, in NoCal? Let me just buy you one, you freeloading D-bag. Signed, Rick, in Buffalo.
When Hawk told us to send in picks for the simulcast, I don't think he was looking for ones from our senior prom. Your date looked to be about a 3.5, by the way.
Let me just buy you one, you freeloading D-bag. Now we have one smoker to give away. He just took one off the board, you freeloading D-bags.
Nick Rolovich joins me when we come back. Good job, Rick. Hey, Rick, more of you and less of them is good for the show.
You freeloading D-bags.
There's something to be said for being the best, because then you know you've outrun, outpaced, and outsmarted the competition. Elite athletes know you cannot be the best until you have beaten the best. If you want to compete at the highest level, you've got to be strong. You have to stay strong. Like Castrol Edge, it is the strongest full synthetic motor oil. It's engineered with fluid titanium technology, which reduces power-robbing friction. It maximizes engine performance. As an example, did you know that friction can rob 10% of performance from your engine? Imagine being lined up across the ball from somebody who's at a full 100%, but you're only at 90. He's got the advantage. Castrol Edge, strong under pressure, reducing friction so your engine can perform at its highest level. It not only is strong, it is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That according to the Kurt Orban test. Make that up. I didn't pull that out of thin air. Orban tested it, proved it. The strength your engine needs to perform at the highest level and keep you living on the edge. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Nick Rolovich joins me momentarily. Summer is here. So is the incredibly hot weather. Think about how much time you spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer. You know how the heat can just suck the life right out of you? Then imagine what it does to your car. Summer heat can be as taxing on your vehicle's battery. In fact, even more so than the winter months. Heat more than cold can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate, which then leads to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You want to make sure your car is at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Have your battery tested, free of charge, free. If it does need replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or your truck, and they'll do it at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com, O'ReillyAuto.com, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. All right, as promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Hawaii. He is entering his third season as head coach. They open up their season at Colorado State Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, CBS Sports Network. I'm fired up. Nick Rolovich is my guest. Nick, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Romy, you kidding me? I'm fired up. Hey, aloha, clones. Good to be back.
Aloha, coach. Good to have you back. Listen, Nick, on a serious note right off the top, there are reports of a hurricane that might have the islands in its path. How are you and your players doing? How closely are you monitoring that?
Looks like it's going to be real this time. You know, we've had a bunch of scares the last few years, but this one's taking a turn. A lot of preparation going. We haven't had, on Oahu, haven't had something like this in a while. So there is a little bit of kind of hunkering down. We're going to get out, I think, before we fly out tonight, about 8 o'clock our time, so I think we'll beat the storm, but looks like there'll be some damage by the wind and rain.
All right, Nick, so you got the big game coming up this weekend. Before I get to football, though, I've got to ask you about video game football. More specifically, a tweet that you had the other day, which included two picks from a Madden game where Tampa Bay was leading Atlanta 35-14 at halftime. And, Nick, the caption was, "What's the 21-point rule, Dad? Sunday lessons for young grasshopper. Don't you have to go to work, Dad?" Quote unquote.
Yeah, that, all right. So that was the quote.
Does it mean what I think it means? Did you just run up the score on a kid in Madden? And if so, how did that go?
With Jameis Winston in the butts. Put it. Hey, and it's my kid. It's not just any kid. It's my kid.
Right.
And if he needs to learn the 21-point rule, he needs to learn it. That's just America.
That is America. So not just the Bucks, Jameis Winston's Bucks, and not just any kid, but your kid. Hey, listen,
yeah, right.
Tough love. Look, you had a strong first season. Things did not necessarily go the way you would have liked last season. What has the mood been like this camp in fall?
Well, much better. I'm not going to put it on, you know, if we struggle again, I don't think I'm coming on next year. I'll be honest with you, Romy. But I think we got a better mindset. We got a bunch of young kids that are hungry. We've got a bunch of new faces. We're going to have a bunch of contributors that really are here to play football and play football the right way. I think we'll make people proud by the way we play. Maybe not all with wins and losses, but these kids are going to play hard. And we're going to throw the ball around. You know, we'll go back to run and shoot, catch it, throw it, score touchdowns. That's the plan.
And just so you don't have to sweat this, Nick, you got a lot to worry about as it is. Like any other coach, you're coming on next year no matter where you are. I know you'll be there, but you're always welcome on the program. I'm glad you brought up the run and shoot because there's going to be the return to the run and shoot offense this year. You've said that if somebody woke you up in the middle of the night and asked you to call a play, you would call something from the run and shoot. So what is it about that offense and the relationship it has with your program that makes it so special?
Well, it's just got a nice history here, but, you know, you play for June Jones and you get around Miles Davis and the aggressive mindset of football. You know, basically they talk about, hey, they get 11 guys. If we're smart enough to be on the same page and make the correct decisions versus the defense, you know, there's answers for every defense. Now, that's in theory, and that's what we believe going in, but now you got to execute at a high level, consistently play in, play out.
Head football coach of Hawaii, Nick Rolovich, my guest. And Nick, going into camp, the big question was who would take over as the team's starting quarterback? And you've got three talented options. You've said you can see all three of these guys playing and winning for you at some point. So what's your approach at quarterback as you go into Saturday's season opener?
You know, you just feel bad because you got three guys you think you can play, but you can't go through a season, you know, thinking, you know, maybe I go with the number three guy this week. That's not really the plan. Just really proud of Jeremy Musa and the way he was throwing the ball around. But it looks like right now we're going to start with Cole McDonald and Chevin Cordero, two guys who had really good camps, very accurate, got some ability to move their feet in case the pocket breaks down. So, and been pretty diligent, you know. You know, you talk about a true freshman and a redshirt sophomore, but really worked with the mindset of you know, a high-level college quarterback, I thought, in their work ethic, in their desire to be great. You know, our coaching staff has done a great job with them.
You know, Nick, I wish I'd been there. I saw it, but I was not there for it. I'm talking about conference media days in Vegas. Remember last year you brought an Elvis impersonator, but that was plan B after you had to scrap the idea of having a monkey on your shoulder. This
that
year,
would pretty good.
That would have been the best thing ever. This year, yeah. It was a Britney impersonator. How did that idea come to be, and what did you make of the impersonator?
Well, I wasn't going to do anything. And then, you know, they say, oh, everyone loves it, you know, do something. And then I thought, I looked on the Who's Available, and there's Brittany. And I just had my 10-year wedding anniversary on the day before. And so the next day I'm hanging out with Brittany at Mountain West Media Day in Vegas. And again, what a job I got. I coach football in Hawaii. God bless America.
You got the best gig ever. You got to coach football in Hawaii. You've got the media days in Vegas. You got a Britney impersonator on your side. Hey, listen, I mean, you're not running around to do stuff like this just for clicks. I know there's a method to the madness. How much of that is about having fun, but how much of that's about generating some attention for the program and getting people and players to think, man, there is something good happening there?
No, a lot of it is because, you know, this program – you know, I think the run and shoot will help, and hopefully we're successful with it. I think that brings attention. But we need just people to be talking about Hawaii football. And if I'm a little bit of a jester on this deal, I get it. But I went here. This is my alum. You know, I want to make sure this place thrives in today's college football. And if, to get people to talk about Hawaii, I got to do some of those things. I mean, it's not that hard to do. You know, you just come up with an idea and you do it. But, you know, you got to make sure that your kids don't. You know, I tell them all the time, hey, guys, I'm going to do something crazy. Just, you know, don't worry about it. I'm just trying to get people talking about us. And because I think Hawaii football has a lot to bring to college football. So,
and Nick, not only that, but the program is so unique and it's so different in so many ways. How big of a role then does the culture and the history play in the way you approach the development of that program and what you want that program to be?
Well, not even just University of Hawaii, you know, just Hawaii in general. I think you come here to visit, you come here to live. You better be ready to respect the traditions, the culture, the history of not only these islands, but then you come in the football program, you better recognize some of these alums that came through here and played with locker rooms and weight rooms that you couldn't believe. And that stuff doesn't matter. People matter. Desire matters. You know, what kind of warrior are you going to be? Do you need, you know, sweet painted weights in the weight room to move them? No. Go grab a moped. Put it over your head, do some chin-ups. You know, you just got to act like a warrior. Things don't matter. I agree people have nice things, but for us, this is about the culture, the people, the quality of life. That's just kind of how we roll.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because before every single practice, the players walk past a portrait of Warriors that was given to the program by an artist and a historian. One of the things that's striking about that portrait are the eyes of the Warriors. You've asked the players to look at it and to see which one they identify with. What are you hoping to take away from that, or what are you hoping they take away from that?
Just a reminder before they go to practice that they're playing for something bigger than themselves. They're playing for the program. They're playing for this entire state. They're playing for their families. They're playing for their culture. Just a little bit of reminder, Romy. I want to know which Warriors eyes that you represent. I'll keep looking at that guy too on the way out.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna keep looking at it. I gotta let you know which one I identify with most. I don't know. Maybe you, Nick. Maybe you, because you're a guy. Man, you set that alarm for 4:15 every single morning, right? So it's all part of the fun. What is it about football and that job that you love so much? What is it that gets you out of the rack at 4:15 to go to work every single morning?
Yeah, I think inherently our kids are good. You know, I'm talking these young men who are using this game to have unbelievable life experiences, get a college education, you know, seeing some of those success stories. Because, listen, this world is tough, and we're in a place where the more educated, the more aloha, you know, these young men who are going to be a father, they're going to be husbands, they're going to be community leaders, they're going to have, maybe they're the next Romy, you know, they're going to have power to influence people, and as long as they do it in the right way, you know, and I think we're moving in a positive direction.
It all starts again. He is entering his third season as head coach at Hawaii, Nick Rolovich. Saturday at Colorado State. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on CBS Sports Network. Nick, great to run you down. And I want to reiterate, I don't care where you are. You could run the table this year. You could run it backwards this year. It doesn't matter. You will be right back here next year. Never sweat
Thanks,
that.
Romy.
You know that, Nick.
Get serious, Big Peach.
Appreciate you, Nick. Good job. Good luck this weekend. Great to have you back, Nick. Nick Rolovich, head coach at the University of Hawaii. Love him. Love him, the attitude, the passion, the approach. And, hey, listen, you can have a little fun with it. It doesn't mean you're not serious. It doesn't mean you're not passionate. It doesn't mean you're not about the bottom line. But you can have a little fun with it. Why not roll out with a monkey on your shoulder or a Britney impersonator by your side or an Elvis impersonator? It's Vegas. Why not? People are talking about it. People are looking at it. People are reacting to it. The run and shoot is back. And it all starts again for Hawaii at Colorado State right here on CBS Sports Network, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I will be all about that game. When we return, Mike Freeman joins us to talk about the pro game. I'm still looking to give away the two Masterbuilt smokers. I may have already given one away. Rick in Buffalo, the early clubhouse leader. I've got more thoughts on the Browns. Another horrific accident involving an athlete and his junk. I'm not even sure I can get to this on the air. I want to talk about Richie Incognito, and I will talk about that. The Nats pulling the plug. Probably should have done it sooner. Texas A&M, how big a problem is this going to be for Jimbo Fisher? All of that and more when we come back. First, here is a...
Live from Southern California... This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
ATP on a Wednesday. Time to ask the pros. You ask me a question, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question. And in the meantime, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Quickly on Twitter at Mike D for three tweets. Football, coaching, Hawaii, killing your kid Madden. God bless America indeed. Coach Rolovich. Jeremy Lanza tweets. Damn, Nick Rolovich speaking truth. Dude, living the dream and living in the moment. No wonder players will run through a wall for him. No doubt. Hard not to love that guy. He said, God bless America. I coach football in Hawaii. I'm beating my kid up in Madden. I'm not calling off the dogs. I'm up 21. God bless America. We're joined right now by the national lead writer on the NFL for Bleacher Report, the pride of Mount St. Joseph's, author of numerous books, including You Negotiate Like a Girl with Amy Trask, Snake, the legendary life of Ken Stabler, a very good friend of the program, Mike Freeman. Mike, good morning. What's up?
First of all, Jim Schwartz, who I went to Mount St. Joseph High School with, defensive coordinator for the Eagles, got into the Mount St. Joseph Hall of Fame, and I have not. So I am awful and terrible St. Joe alumnus, and he is obviously great. How are you, Jim?
You know, Mike, I'm awesome, but to me, you are still the pride of Mount St. Joseph's. I want to get to Jim Schwartz a little bit later on. And just because you're not in the Hall of Fame yet or now doesn't mean it won't happen still, especially with this report or this piece you did on Aaron Rodgers. Mike, I got to start right there. Really compelling interview with Aaron Rodgers up on Bleacher Report. And you start with the sentence, quote, "Is the most talented quarterback in the history of football about to get even better?" First off, it's a strong claim that he's the most talented quarterback in the history of the game. Lay it out for me. What have you seen that makes you say that about him?
So I've heard from a lot of Patriots fans so far today.
Right.
I think he's the best combination we've seen in league history of athletic ability, accuracy, and ability to, Jim, just digest the game. I don't think there's anyone that's been better at all three of those things. There have obviously been, I mean, Tom Brady is a guy that most people say is the best of all time, and there's obviously some points to that, and I would agree with that, and I've gone back and forth between these two, and sometimes I get 1 week it's one guy, next week it's the next guy, and I don't know what to do. I'm just being honest about it. But I think saying that he's the most talented is pretty safe territory. I mean, you just don't see guys. You look at the history of the sport, they usually are great in one or two areas. They're great athletes, or they're greatly accurate. Like Tom Brady's not the greatest athlete, but he's so accurate and such a strong leader. And you see, go down history, you see other guys who excel in certain categories, and he excels in pretty much all of them. He's at the top of the list in many, if not most of them. So I think saying he's the most talented is pretty safe territory. And the big thing with him is I think he's got he's played with some really good offenses 2011, but I think he's got the best offense now he's ever played with, because as he said, the X factor is Jimmy Graham. And Jimmy Graham is a guy who, if he stays healthy, he's impossible to stop. He's great. So it's pretty good to be Aaron Rodgers these days.
Mike Freeman joining us. All right, Mike, so the second part of that statement is he's about to get even better. Is that because of the surrounding cast he has right now or something else? What makes you say that at this point of his career, he is about to get even better?
I think the big part of it is, Jim, just the surrounding cast, the people around, the players around him are better. I think he's got a little bit of a better defense, but that offense to me, Devontae Adams is just tremendous. It's hard to say he's underrated, but he kind of is in a lot of ways. He's a physical monster and is a very smart football player. You throw in Jimmy, they got a better running game, they got a better offensive line. And I think the big thing with him is that he can do as much as they want, but I think he's going to be able to do less. He's going to have other guys be great instead of having him always be the one that has to be always great all the time. There's people around him now, like Jimmy Graham, who can really help him just relax a little more and just be a quarterback and not always have to carry the entire franchise on his shoulders. There's still going to be a big part of that because he's Aaron Rodgers, and you saw what happened last year when Aaron Rodgers is out of the game, the whole offense just collapses when he gets hurt. So there's still going to be a part of that, but I think more than we've seen before, he's able to really just kind of just dial up things and just let other people win games and not just have it rely totally on him.
So, Mike, bottom line is for me, they're good or are they Super Bowl good this year?
This is a Super Bowl team. Jim, it's just part of it is whenever Aaron Rodgers is playing and he's healthy and he's being Aaron Rodgers, they're always a capable Super Bowl team. I think this, though, is almost a definite Super Bowl team. Now, that, as he said, that the conference is just stacked. I mean, there's a lot of good teams. The Vikings are quietly building this monster defense with this addition of the safety today. But I think when you have Aaron Rodgers, and if Jimmy Graham stays healthy, and all these things. They have all these pieces in the place. I think they have a better defense. This is without question a Super Bowl team. Now, it's going to be a really, really brutal year in the conference because there's so many good teams, but I would put them right at the top right now.
Mike Freeman joining us once again. So, Mike, obviously the big storyline of the preseason has been the helmet rule. So where does the league go from here with the rule? For instance, are they cracking down in the preseason with the intention of dialing it back in the regular season, or is this the way it's going to be going forward?
You and I have talked about this repeatedly, about how this rule is going to be a disaster. We've been talking about this for months.
We have.
And it's going to be a disaster.
And it is.
You're seeing it now. You're seeing it unfold, why it's so difficult to do this and what they're trying to do. I understand sort of the overall point. They're trying to make the game safer, but it's an impossible mission for the referees, for the game officials to do this. You can't police football at this speed that they play and at this level of power and strength and how fast the game is and ref it the way they want to ref it. It's virtually impossible. It just can't be done. And you're seeing why. And the way it stands now, they're trying to sort of find ways to maybe tweak it, and they're talking about it, and they're doing videos about it, and they're having conferences about it. But so far, it looks like this rule is going to move forward. And if it does, as you and I have been saying, it's still going to be – if it stays like this, and all indications are right now it is, it's going to continue to be a disaster. You're seeing coaches finally go on the record more. They've been saying off the record and privately about how this is going to cost coaches jobs, how it's going to be hard to manage. So it's going to be – this is a very pivotal season, and that this rule could really dramatically affect what happens, how the outcomes, not just of games, but of seasons, of destinies. And it could really, really get ridiculously bad. It's already there. Now you're going to see it, I think, going to the regular season, Jim.
Mike Freeman joining us for a few more moments. Mike, it's August 22nd, and Khalil Mack still does not have a new deal with the Raiders. What is taking so long, and how much longer could this go?
Khalil Mack, like other guys, like Aaron Donald and other guys, see their contracts just don't – they're just not worth what they signed. Now, you could say they signed them, and that's true. They signed those deals. So they signed them, and you got to live up to them, and I get it, and that's true. But guys like Khalil Mack so outplay them, like Aaron Rodgers has so outplayed his, that – the contracts are just almost meaningless. And Mack is a – I don't know if people understand this. He's a very sharp guy who understands the finances of football, how much money the owners make, how much money everyone else makes. And they make a lot of money, the players do.
Hey, Mike, how much money his coach makes?
Yes. He said what Tom Gruden got paid. They know that. So he's gonna sit tight as long as he can. Now, the problem for him and some of these other guys that are holding out is that the rules are completely against them. The CBA is completely against them. And eventually they have to report, or they start losing accrued seasons. They start losing money. They get fined. It gets really, really bad. And eventually he'll report. But right now he seems pretty satisfied with this sitting out. And that's why it's taking so long. He wants to be paid like a top-tier guy that he is.
This guy is digging in. I mean, this guy's digging in. Aaron Donald, it seems like at least the Rams are in the same ballpark or the same area code. However you want to put it, it seems like there is a discussion, a negotiation. It does not feel that way with the Raiders. Listen, one last thought. You were talking to a longtime AFC assistant coach who told you the team with the most promise is Jacksonville. Now, if I told you a year and a half ago that somebody would say that Jacksonville had the most promise, what would you have said?
I would have said, no way. This has always been the Jaguars. They've had some success. I mean, when Tom Coughlin was coaching, they went to the title games. They had a good franchise early on and more recently, they have not been good. And now they have just built a really, really tremendous team, a stacked roster. Now, you can talk about the quarterback. I understand that. But everything around the quarterback, that defense might be the best in football. They have a really strong running game. They've got some good receivers. They have a really – talented franchise. And I can see why this coach would say that, and other people think this. You look at the roster, you look at the talent, it's really, really good. Now, they have a lot to prove, and this is going to be a really interesting year coming off all the success they had last year, taking the Patriots kind of down to the wire, and seeing if they can sort of stay cohesive and a team is one of the biggest challenges in the NFL and professional sports. But they seem to have a good handle on everything, and, yeah, it's a really shocking thing to say that they are – really good. And it's like shocking when someone says Star Wars is good because Star Wars is terrible. So it's like that kind of shocking, Jim. You feel me?
No, not now, not usually, not ever. He is the pride of I don't. Star Wars v Star Trek. Star Trek, what? Right? Bleacher Report, what?
What?
Oh, right out of time. Bleacher Report NFL National lead writer Mike Freeman. I do feel you, Mike. You're the best. You're the pride of Mount St. Joseph's. Good job, Mike. Thank you much. Have a great day.
All right, man. Talk to you.
Hey, listen. Put down the phone. Pick up a book. You know, like You Negotiate Like a Girl with Amy Trask. Read that book. Snake, The Legendary Life, Ken Stabler. Mike Freeman, friend of the program, legendary author. Open phones next hour. Don't go anywhere.